About 92,000 people are scheduled to lose their Badger Care coverage on January 1st as the state planned for those people to move their health insurance coverage to federal marketplace exchanges set up by the Affordable Care Act. But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says because people would have to sign up by December 15th to get the federal coverage by January 1st, and there have been problems enrolling in the federal program, the state cutoff should be delayed.
What I'm trying to do is not debate the merits of the Affordable Care Act, not debate the merits of the changes in the laws of Badger Care, but simply to say that until the federal system is running smoothly, that we should not be taking 92,000 people's insurance away. And it's not just an impact on them, it's going to have an impact on hospitals as well.
Barrett wants a three-month delay in the Badger Care cutoff to March 31st. But Governor Scott Walker says the state is still working with the Obama administration to get people enrolled in the federal program.
Certainly, obviously, I have my feelings about the Affordable Care Act, but it's the law. And so we wanted to work aggressively to make sure that all the people in the state who wanted to participate in exchanges had all the information they need. And we're still going to believe the federal government in the comments that they made that it will be operational to the fullest extent possible by the end of the month.
Walker says if the federal government falters, the state would reassess the Badger Care changes by early December. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.